Welcome to the weekly summary of the global sugar market for April 15, 2024. For more information on any aspect of this report, please visit the CropGPT website for far more detailed reporting and analysis.
Last week, we saw sugar futures prices on the decline. Sugar futures prices experienced a downturn in both the New York and London stock exchanges on Friday, 12 April. This drop is in continuation of the losses observed from the previous session. The decline in sugar prices commands attention, especially considering the more positive data witnessed from Asian origins. At around 7:50 a.m. Brasilia time, the most traded raw sugar maturity on the New York Stock Exchange took a hit, dropping 1.50 to reach a value of 22.28 cents .lb. This indicates a significant decline and reflects the falling trend of sugar future prices. Across the Atlantic, the London Stock Exchange was not immune to this trend. Their main maturity dropped 1.22, settling at a price of 634.10 a ton. This continued fall in prices of sugar futures is a trend that is globally relevant. Further heightening the interest around these declining prices is the ongoing vigilance towards the financial sector. How robust or vulnerable the finance industry's reaction and adaptations to these fluctuating prices is a key point of interest. The recent decline in sugar futures prices on both the New York and London exchanges underscores a broader trend impacting the global market. This shift is deeply intertwined with varied production outputs across key geographic regions. Brazil's sugar sector, notably robust this year, starkly contrasts with the reduced outputs from India and Thailand. In India, sugar production is poised for an uptick, influenced significantly by the government's push towards ethanol as an alternative fuel source. This initiative not only supports India's energy diversification efforts, but also holds the potential to reshape its export dynamics. Despite this positive outlook, regional production within India shows a mixed picture. Uttar Pradesh reports growth, whereas Maharashtra and Karnataka have seen declines. Further afield, Ukrainian sugar has found new markets in Asia and Africa, buoyed by the tightening of EU trade restrictions, marking Ukraine as an emergent force in the sugar export arena. Meanwhile, the Akbapa sugar mill's failure to meet production targets highlights localized issues that have yet to disturb the broader stability of market prices. On the Western Front, Mexico anticipates a downturn in sugar production for the 2023-24 cycle, adding to a global surplus that has contributed to falling prices. Similarly, in the United States, a decline in sugar beet production is anticipated, although the impact is somewhat mitigated by balanced imports, particularly from non-Mexican sources subject to higher tariffs. Conversely, Thailand presents a silver lining with an expected increase in sugar production following a revised forecast by the Cane and Sugar Production Supervision Authority. The updated estimate suggests an output of 8.75 million tons, although this still falls short of the previous year's 11 million tons, primarily due to adverse weather conditions. Brazil continues to excel with a promising outlook for sugarcane yields, despite earlier concerns over drought. This scenario contrasts sharply with Zimbabwe, where sugar prices have spiked owing to a mismatch between supply and demand. Similarly, Iran has seen a significant reduction in sugar imports thanks to a boom in domestic production, while Brazil's increased focus on ethanol hints at a strategic pivot in its sugarcane processing industry. In the broader Eurasian region, the Eurasian Economic Union, EREU, shows diverse progress in sugar beet planting. Belarus, for instance, is poised to capitalize on global price increases with potentially record-breaking beet harvests. However, Kazakhstan faces a stark decline in production. As we look ahead, Australia shows promising signs in crop health through NDVI data, suggesting potential resilience in its sugar sector. Collectively, these developments illustrate the complex interplay of local challenges and global strategies shaping the future of the sugar market.